Blog Talk Radio.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians, and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike.
Nah.
Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But I had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig ever did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
You know, one of these days we're going to have to start our show without having to deal with police issues or have a show that's not dealing with that. But that is, for the time being, the Woo 137 Swish Fam remix from B Swish, Swish Fam, D187, Sheriff Kilroy. One of the reasons why we played that, before I tell you who and all you're listening to, is because I feel like we made it, like my man Gambino Red would say. We survived something going on downtown. We get into that shortly. I want to welcome everybody into Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 4, Verse 20. Man, verse 20 already. Anyway, MAN is an abbreviation, acronym, music, activism, news. And the number for those online who are looking, feel free to dial in. Like, oh, wow, we have a 216, oh, wow, 450 number, 440-242 number, and a 216-376 number. So I'm looking at these three numbers. I'll get to you all shortly. I just want to do this the correct way, if I may. I have three disclaimers, so nobody will get upset with me. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at the same number that others are using, 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Not sure how long. It's an hour-long program, and we have to get to all of our phone callers. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind because that is very important. Sometimes I don't get a chance to do this, but I want to tell you I'm not into all of this just by myself. So if you're listening to this right now, this will let you know what's upcoming, why you always need to have, like, pens, pencils, laptops, all of that type of stuff. You can always use the 646-478-0944 phone number on a Wednesday for Hood Talk Radio. That's at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, where Emacs and The Mindset, they do international politics broke down to a local level. The 646-478-0944 phone number can be used for Hood Tunes Radio. That's Friday and Saturday around 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time with my man Emacs. He deals with Music Business 101. And I'm looking at all of these nice phone numbers coming in. So I'll tell you what, you all didn't call to hear me run my big mouth for a whole hour. 16450, how you doing out there?
Man, how you feeling, man?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm great, man. Every day is a blessing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Tell everybody who you are and what's on your mind.
Man, this Dino, man, Gambino Red, man. If you don't know, if you ain't familiar with my voice, man.
I feel you. We had something on deck from you, too, man. We had to use it almost as an anthem because we made it today. We made
today. We made it, man. That's what that song was, man. That was my premonition, and that's where the song came from, man. We made it, us as a people.
I feel you. What's going on for you, my brother?
Oh, man, getting prepared for July show, man, opening up at the Gore, man, feeling blessed. Got another show probably coming up either not this week or next week, opening up on 216 in Park, the underground music radio show, not radio show, video show, video countdown with man, Twanzo.
Man, what keeps you so focused to stay busy like you are, man?
I mean, one, as I said, and we made it, man, it was something my big brother wanted me to do, man, before he passed. And not only that, man, I feel like, man, it's a void that needs to be filled in Cleveland. I feel like there's a lot of artists out here, yeah, and I respect those, but I feel like, man, they're not putting their foot on the gas. They're not hitting that clutch, pushing it to that next level.
I got you, man. I got you, and I feel you. All artists have to definitely feel that way to put in the work, and you've been putting in a lot of work. I hear you all over the place dealing with a lot of different shows, a lot of different people. So, again, if you could tell people your name, because we will be playing your music. We have something queued up from you and how they can get in contact with you so they can at least be at the upcoming event or show that you have coming up.
If you don't know, man, some people might be tired of hearing my voice, but for the people that is first time tuning, you know what I'm saying? My name is Gambino Red. You can follow me on Instagram at @IAM_GambinoRed. You can follow me on Twitter at Gambino Red, or you can follow me on Facebook at Guala Gambino.
Man, we appreciate you definitely calling in because it was very necessary. We had to hear from you.
Oh, man, we made it, man.
Line,
that was a beautiful day.
Yes, indeed. Hey, I got you on that one. If you hold a line, we definitely have you.
I got you. I appreciate you.
Likewise. Like I say, man, before I get to that 440-842 phone call, and then I'm looking at the 216-376 and the 216-486, I just want to say, why did I say we made it? Well, let me do, this only take like 2 to 3 minutes. I just want to say that this morning, the Black Man's Army bus was blasting the Black Man's Army theme song from EMAX, Sergeant Major, Alfred Porter Jr. It's 200 people from East Cleveland to downtown heard the Black Man's Army theme song, bob their heads. But Man in the Street was part of Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Revolution Books, Immigrant Support, Carl Stokes Brigade, Reverend Pinckney Butts, Black Lives Matter. As we had a strong show of force at the Justice Center because of Judge O'Donnell postponing the verdict on Officer Brillo, who shot 49 times from the hood of Tim Russell and Melissa Williams' car. Now, he only fired like 49 of 137 shots, which means there's like 12 other officers involved. But, you know, one of the main statements that to make, and I was very thankful I got a chance to make that statement, was that we were asking the city of Cleveland administration to stop spreading terror concerning the Brillo verdict. It's amazing. It all started with a tweet from Community Relations Director Blaine Griffith talking about, will the city burn? Now, he was reprimanded, but the city administration is doing the same thing. Now, they're going in the neighborhood spreading the rumor that the people from Ferguson and Washington will come to Cleveland to destroy and burn down the neighborhoods. And it's a shame that they're scaring the people. And we highly object to this. And the reason we do is because there are a lot of people calling us fighting, like Black on Black Crime Incorporated, BMA, other organizations all across the board. And they're afraid that the neighborhoods will be destroyed. So at the same time, we had to put it out there that we accused the city of inducing panic. It seems the Republican convention has driven them out of their minds. As a matter of fact, let's put this down real quick. Told you it wouldn't take that long. Give me another minute and a half to just share this one thought with you, that if I personally was to shoot a dog or a cat 49 times, Dick Goddard, PETA, the people for the ethical treatment of animals, the ASPCA, Representative Bill Patman, who put new legislation out there in Columbus to protect pets, would be at my door beating on it, and I'd be taken to jail, which is rightfully so. So you mean to tell me two unarmed individuals being fired upon 49 times are valued at less life than an animal? As a matter of fact, I'll put this into your mind before I get the next phone caller. If two people, and I want you to picture your front door of your house or your apartment, if you have a CCW, if two people break into your house, whatever, and you get you shoot them 49 times, the police would test you. They test your blood alcohol level. They would ask you what drugs were in your system. They'd ask you, even if you have a CCW, what is the state of your mental health that you had to do overkill to two people 49 times? But then again, you all didn't call or just hear me be on a soapbox, especially that 440 number. You've been so patient with me, and I appreciate that. 440-842, how are you this evening?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
How you doing, man? I'm good, man.
That's good, that's good. What's on your mind today? Or this evening, I should say.
Man, not much, man. Just wondering why all this, man, crazy stuff going out here, man. I want to shout out my man, Gambino Red, man, that admitted.
You know, Sam, he is one of the, realists there. And when I've seen him, he, like, brings his own people with him. He actually has fans, and a lot of artists don't understand or overstand why they need fans out there to support them. So I have to now give another shout-out to him myself, that I'm glad that he still has a lot of people following him no matter what he does. A lot of us expect to see him make it.
Yeah, man, we all going to make it, man, but we all got to start somewhere, man. We just all starting to start right now, man. It's time to make a change.
Gambino! I feel you. I hear the voice back there as well, so anything else you'd like to say?
No, man, just man, support the whole hustle movement, man. That's it.
I tell you what, I personally will do that, because even though the show is called Man in the Streets, that music, activism, and news, out there in the streets, the music that we are hearing it is Gambino Red and the whole hustle movement, so you all are definitely doing it out there, and we appreciate that.
Man, we appreciate you, man. Shout out to Gambino, man. One love.
One love. As a matter of fact, now I know what, when we come back with after dealing with a couple of more phone calls, I already know the song that we're going into or the artist that we're going into. Before I go to that 216-376 phone number, I got to call out and let people know real quick that from a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, the one, number 10, Miss Cleto, number 9, King Solomon, number 8, Ballhead Fred, number 7, Lady Meatrice, number 6, E-Max, Sergeant Major Stokes, BMA theme song was played out today. Number 5, my man Gambino Red. Number 4, moved up a notch. Never Ignite, Getting Goals Accomplished. King Swisher. Number 3, Black House Sound. Got those videos, my movie 6. Al Porter, Joe Jr. I be dropping bars from Joseph Motley, my man Black House Sound. They got 3 good videos out there that are solid. Number 2, re-debuting, Oppressed People's Nation had the Bar for Bar Rap Battle League with my man Referee, and that was done like the past Saturday evening. And number 1, debuting, of course, Simply Sister Benita's Let the Truth Be Told. More on that in just a little while. People might ask, why do you keep on giving information on certain other programs? It's because if you check out those programs, you can let them know where you heard it from. Maybe announce your events, get your music played on it, hint, hint, keep on rolling with your movements. So I'll throw out 2 real quick before I take the next phone call. SOTC Radio, which is tonight, that's on WCSB 89.3 FM. That's like 1 a.m. tonight, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, or 216 Radio. That's like a Saturday night, midnight program. Also on WCSB 89.3 FM, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org. There's definitely our, like, raw, unfiltered music that will definitely be able to be played. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go here and pick on this one phone caller at 216-376. That's 216-376. How are you doing out there?
Follow us on Facebook, Black Man's Army. Follow us on Instagram, Black Man's Army, Black_Mans, MANS_Army. Also follow Black People in Progress, Black People_In Progress, Black People_In Progress. That's both on Instagram and Facebook. What's up, Al?
I'm doing good. Man, I got to ask you one thing. What caused you to want to name your movement and push Black People in Progress?
Hey, man, as far as the name, it's just something that just basically came to me. Me out here networking and fellowshipping with people, man, you know, in the Black community on different issues. The name kept on coming across to me, Black People in Progress, Black People in Progress. Also, you know, that's the basis of my movement. You know, it's always progress. It ain't no one thing hit. It ain't no one day thing. It ain't no one day turnaround, 1 week turnaround. We're making progress to get gain financial stability, so on social issues, ethical issues, and economic issues in the Black community. Black People in Progress, building strong, self-sustaining Black communities through the education of Black cultural economics. That's what our mission statement is. That's what our agenda plan is, through the education of Black cultural economics. And that has to be the final phase of what we're doing when it comes to taking Black our Black communities, and also being able to control the justice system or have a say so in the justice system that's policing our community.
I feel you on that. You spoke very strongly, and outside this morning to this afternoon when we shut down the streets in front of the Justice Center itself, you spoke very strongly, very passionately, and as always, how can people still, like, reach you, because you were handing out information to raise a nation, and I just want to say that's so important to have people doing that.
Yeah, handing out information as far as, you know, what our what our mission is about when it comes to Black Man's Army and Black People in Progress. You know, so I always find time, you know, find time to hand out Hidden Color DVDs and stuff like that, just talking about the history and the basis of the culture, how we got here, what, who the enemy is, and what we need to do, you know, to find solutions to reversing the economic dismantling of the Black community. Also with Boyce Watkins lectures, talking about Black cultural economics and what we need to do to gain financial economic stability in the Black community. Those are two CDs that I hand out just so you can throw into your CD player and get educated about what's going on and what we need to do. You know, something easy and simple where you ain't got to, you know, go to school and register and sit through classes and stuff and have somebody teach you. You can just pop this CD into your CD player and get educated just like that.
Man, I thank you once again. Information again on how they can reach you, not only social media, but where they can find you. We'll appreciate that, man.
Black Man's Army on Facebook. As far as Instagram, Black Man's Army, Black_Man's, MANS_Army. Black People in Progress, Black People_In Progress. Also, we have our Army meetings on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. We invite all Black men. Our mission is to protect our women and children. You know, that's our goal, because without that, you know, we're not going to make it too far, because that's our nursing system. That's our protection. That's our help. That's our comfort when we're out here in the streets doing what we're doing. We need a care system, and we have to protect our women and children, because that's the future. That's how we're going to be able to do what we're doing now and keep things going and keep the movement going, by educating our kids and protecting our kids from the system and from outsiders that don't agree with our views, that want to use us as slaves, that want to use us as a stepping stone to get where they're trying to get, no matter whether it's injustice or whatever they got to do. You know, so Black Men's Army are standing in protection of our women and children. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you so much. We really hope you hold a line, my brother. And we appreciate
you. No problem,
you.
No problem.
You know that. You know, that's one of the real ones right there. And before I bother the 216-486 phone number, I should add to that the Black Man Army meetings are definitely Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue. That is 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road Intersection, Resource Center. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings, those are on Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's at 14715 Euclid Avenue, the Lee Road intersection, at the same resource center. I do need to put out there, since we're talking about that, and you wonder why at the beginning of it, I let people know in a disclaimer to have your pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops. I want to definitely break down the fact that blackonblackcleveland.com website. And if you're wondering some of the things that we might be talking about, you could definitely Facebook that Alfred Porter Jr. period Facebook page as well. Profile picture of a sheriff's hat, Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile of the sheriff's hat. And this Wednesday, 3 p.m., East 82nd Street, Sister LaVita Murray, Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and others will be out in the neighborhood. That's right, not just downtown, but going straight out to the hood of East 82nd and Cedar. East 82nd and Cedar. And we'll be out in the neighborhood to deal with 137 shots issue, police brutality, Tamir Rice, quite a few other things. So looking forward to seeing you all out there. Let's see what's going on with the 216-486 phone number. How are you doing out there?
216-486. I am doing fine, Mr. Porter. Oh, the reason I'm calling is just because I did attend a spiritual retreat this year, April 24th through the 26th. And it was brought to my attention that being someone born years ago, way down in Alabama, Mississippi area, down, and it was brought to my attention that there was a little history that I had, and I just don't talk about it. because that's what it is, history. But then, as I was talking, then it brought to my mind that everybody hollering at Dr. King this, Dr. King that, blah, blah, blah. And as it turns out, I did write a poem that they used at the rally in Montgomery. So I had a little history there, and I wrote the poem way down in Alabama, and I did perform it the past weekend, and it went over big, and I'm thankful to God for it. So that was one reason I'm calling. Not only that, but I've been learning from you as well, and I'm asking you to keep up the good work. And like
hey,
someone brought my attention. Yes. And thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you what some of the things that went on downtown.
Thank you so much. We got a chance to talk about a little bit about that. So I will add on, since we started out with that, hey, if you got a chance to hear our last phone caller, wow, Black People in Progress, it was a very, very excellent thing that he got a chance to speak about and speak to the people about. Not only learning more, but if you learn in creative economics, they can't stop you, and that's one of the main things that you're missing. When that brother spoke, it moved me because we don't own our own businesses in the community. And when he brought that up, talking about we're going to burn down our community, what community? When we own less than 2% of businesses. I mean, maybe a barber shop, maybe some barbecue place or something like that, but we don't own enough. I had to look over at him, and I was glad I had my shades on so I wouldn't look like, man, because he hit people hard with his facts. He hit people hard with those facts. So it was very nice that when you stand up like men and women, they had to back up and give us the respect to be able to march through and do those things. So there were a lot of different reasons why we were there. So I definitely want to thank you for calling in. We learn a lot from you as well. And maybe sometime by next week, call in and definitely do that poem or another one for us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Now I want you to remember that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have to always have that respect and what have you. Before I get a chance to play this next track, I just want to, wow, thank Wagner's Entertainment. Sister Cheryl Wagner, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the sisters, for all communities. There was something held at the East Cleveland Theater. Simply Sister Bonita, the Let the Truth Be Told, It's Time to Get Your Praise On. That concert to me for only $5, I thought I'd paid like $30. That Sister Bonita, that was a beautiful job. She did about maybe 12 different songs, some up-tempo, some on top of hip-hop, old school, took us back to the old school religion. I'm going to put it like this. No background vocal tracks for her that was needed. Even brought children out to be used in a couple of things. Also, they had some of the gospel acts and Christian acts featured a perfect setting. Gospel rappers, Marcellus, who was a singer, Sheriff Kilroy, who did some poetry, Better Off, gospel rapper, Maria Dontell, who was definitely a gospel singer, and a special thanks goes out to the East Cleveland Community Theater, and music was by DJ Brent, video from Idris Brain, and it was so beautiful to be a part of that, and I'm looking at that certificate of appreciation for that Sheriff Kilroy Let the Truth Be Told gospel concert. That was a beautiful thing. Before I do play that track that I said I'd get into, because definitely we made it today. As my man said, we did make it. And I just have to get one thing out before I give at least any more announcements. I think it's very interesting. Things that we need to watch. In November, the past year, 9 of 13 Cleveland police officers who shot, and this is one reason why we were out there, 9 of 13 who shot Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams in November of 2012, they filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Cleveland and department leaders alleging discrimination. The group includes 8 whites and 1 Zimmerman, I mean 1 Hispanic. They say they were treated harsher for shooting blacks than when black cops shoot black people. Now, the judge ordered the city to release the past 13 years of police shootings, including all records and officers, their color, ethnicity, discipline that they received. In other words, let's break it down to what this is. Massa wants to shoot Django like Eskimo Joe would get a chance to shoot Django. I tell you what, I'm going to be like kind of real, like mellow right now. Nobody wants to hear me on a soapbox for too long. Before I come back and see everything else, since I see somebody who hit me back up here, they're like, wait a minute, I thought you were going to play, and I did say we were going to play that. So we made it today. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets, that's Music Activism News, and we definitely did make it, my man. And I just want to say I thank everybody who tuned in. This is Gambino Red's track right here. Talk to you shortly.
Now on this flight to the top, in due time we'll reach the destination. Like I said before, we're just patiently waiting on this time to come. No hesitation. That means when it opens itself to us, we gon' take it. And I'll put that shit on everything that we gon' make. So if you don't believe that, just suck it up, cause you gon' face it. Like my trees, I rolled, you would've thought that I laced it. Mile high living, just one hit and you know you taste it. Got your shorty in the cut choosing, looking oh so anxious. From the look in the eyes, she down for fornication. So let me curve that ass, I'd rather not get involved with Satan. That shit get hard, but I know I gotta do it. Stay focused, dog, that's all I know, and I'm sticking to it, yeah. Sticking to our goals, sticking to our dreams. Wahoo gang, nigga, we the new winning team. Yeah.
On the block, a young boy, I ain't have a name. Big bruh said, do this shit, it ain't about rap, so fuck fame. Told me rape the game for what it's worth, man, get all the change. Come from a city where your friend be your friend of me. 9 days, they envying, you either dead or he killing him. These niggas switching up and they ain't playing their position. Niggas be snitching up in court if they the co-defendant. Regardless, I'm the hardest with this shit written. I mean, more the rap farther, more balls than a life sentence. Jail time on my head, nigga name in the system. Fuck these niggas snitching, got a clipping, nigga I snip them. Hate it cause I made it, nigga we the greatest. Nigga sipping on this lean, nigga. Know a nigga faded in the game, nigga. Getting changed, nigga. You a lame, nigga. Smoking on that high grade, I'm higher than a plane, nigga.
Hate it cause I made it, and it feels exactly how it should.
All right, and welcome back to none other than Man in the Streets. That's Music Activism News. And so thankful that we have made it to verse 20 of chapter 4, Man in the Streets. So that's a blessing. And also a blessing coming up is that standing ovation party in honor of Gloria James Outstanding Mother of the Year Award, as well as many other outstanding women. But what an inspiration Mrs. James is to young single mothers struggling with their children today. Of course, you should realize there would be no LeBron without his mom, as well as many other women who have had to endure and go through so much. Hundreds of men are coming to salute and honor our beautiful women. This is like the second annual standing ovation party for women, and this year it's being held at the B&M Entertainment Palace Complex at 11209 Kinsman Avenue, Saturday, June the 13th, 2015, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Music provided by the renowned DJ One to None. Also performing will be the Dynamic Musical Divas. Hey, we have a couple of brothers who'll be doing something. And also a fun-filled old-school versus new-school dance contest. So that means some of the seniors in the house who think they were going to get in there and dance to, like, some Earth, Wind, and Fire, dance to some Marvin Gaye. Oh, no. They have to dance to, like, the Stanky Legs. They have to dance to some of the newer artists that are out there. And some of the younger artists who are going to get out there and do your thing, you'll have to get out there and do something to the Marvin Gayes and to a few other people who are out there. So it is like the BYOB. You can purchase your food from none other than the B&M menu. Tickets are $10 in advance, $15 at the door. I'm giving you three phone numbers because it's sponsored by the ladies, First Lady Dynasty Social Club and Black on Black Crime Incorporated. And different contact numbers. Well, there's the 216-486-0236 phone number. That's 486-0236, or 216-990-0679. That's 216-990-0679, or 216-804-7462. That's that 804-7462. Man, I can move a little bit fast when I need to, and I'm thankful for that. As a matter of fact, looking at what needs to be done on top of everything, oh, wow. I do need to get here and tell people that, and I feel very thankful to be able to call it out, that the Art McCoy Radio Show is on Sundays, 5 p.m. That's 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM at www.newstalkcleveland.com. And that's why I tell people, bring something to take down information. And the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, that's at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. So I want to let you know that. Sometimes I tell people if they call back, they can get back on the air. You never know if they have something to say, if they haven't touched that one key. But that Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com. I'm enjoying myself because it looks like we're getting like a whole lot of attention and stuff like that is coming out. And I'm very thankful because of that. And as a matter of fact, being thankful for what I'm doing, with that question up there, what's happening with that 440-842, that's 440-842. How you doing out there?
Yo.
Yo.
This Gambino this time.
All right, now. You know we did get one of those tracks on, man.
Yeah, man, I ain't calling. Man, we calling for the talk for what's going on, man, and on this music activism and his news.
Go ahead.
That's what we getting on, man. We gonna talk about how what's going on with these 137 shots.
I'm ready for it to come from you. I want to hear from you.
And I'm gonna speak on it because I had no choice. I ain't gonna say that I wouldn't have paid attention to it if I was free, but at the time when I seen it, I was incarcerated. And I've been on my black act, you know what I'm saying? As I say every time I'm on the radio, regardless of how anybody feels toward people who say colors and gang banging and this, that, and the third, don't really understand the ethics and the origin of it. But
yes,
for people who know, I represent BRIMS. That's Black Revolutionary Independent Militant Soldiers, or Intelligent Militant Soldiers. So we here for Black revolutionary causes. And the things that happened right there with them 137 shots was just playing out wrong. That was an overkill. That was more than an overkill. That was three times an overkill. And I feel like justice need to be brought.
I respect that 100%. We have had some off-air conversations. We've had some on-air conversations. This is one of the conversations that I'm definitely glad you called back in to point out as strong as you just did.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got to, man, because me being the age I am, I'll be blessed to see 25 years in July, man. And the people that's from...
Okay.
Just about my age on down, man. We living in hell on earth. This is what I call it.
True.
It's too much going on, man. The way these people got us programmed, man, is to take ourselves out. And they see that we starting to unite little by little, that they gonna start taking. Cool. They going back to wanting to exterminate us. They sells. The same thing with in Baltimore, how the Bloods and the Crips came together. And they didn't start off violent. They started off non-violent. And in a true post I just scrolled on maybe a week ago on my Instagram, they showed Martin Luther King and Malcolm X in a casket. They said regardless if you violent or non-violent, they want to exterminate us. Because they know what we capable of. You know what I'm saying? They know what type of people we are. All those years we was down, we wasn't really down. They just tried to hold us down. We were still learning. We were still knowing. We were very educated people. I wish a lot of my young brothers, my age and down, would realize that, to realize our potential.
You know something? The more you keep on putting out information like this, the more they begin to realize their quote-unquote potential.
And
that's
what
I'm here
for.
I appreciate that.
And I'm going to start showing my face more, you know. I'm going to start showing my face more because I feel regardless, we supposed to listen to our OGs because they the ones that was there when it was first going on before everything. I'm not going to say before it was gone, but before it died down some. It was only a matter of before it died down, before it came back. And it's coming back in full effect. So I feel like we need that young voice to say, it's not about Bloods and Crips, or it's not about this neighborhood versus this neighborhood. It's about us as black men standing up together, standing up as a race against the oppressors.
You know something, brother?
I spit what I spit, and some of the things I not supposed to be said. As far as like my next point, the definition of Bloods, well, blood. For people that don't know, for young people that's listening, for older people that don't know and just think it's just all bang, bang, shoot them up, you got a different color, I'm going to kill you. It stands for brotherly love, overriding oppression and destruction of society. That's the real meaning of it. Yeah, it has other meanings of it, but that's the real meaning of it.
Sometimes the reason it's called music activism news, and definitely in the streets, is you just broke everything down to everybody in the streets, no matter what generation.
I'm in all three. I'm on music. I'm on activism.
Right.
I'm on news. I'm on all of it.
That's right.
Yeah. At the same time, I'm gonna stand up for what I believe in, and you ain't gonna disrespect me as a man. But at the same time, if you a black man, I could sit back and think about it.
Right.
Is it really worth it? Not the jail time. Is it worth killing another one of my kind? Is it worth killing another black man because of a color, a concept that people think we came up with ourselves? Real knowledge right here. It's so funny that one of the first blood gangs is called Piru.
Right.
Piru spelled backwards is Crip, but the C is turned on its back. But why is it before it was Bloods or Crips? Why was it a street called Piru? Because this was the plan, to keep us enslaved.
Man.
And as I say, everybody that's listening in, you're 25 and under, you can hear from somebody in your category, in your generation. I see everything that's going on, and I live through some of the things that's going on. Still see it to this day.
If you could tell people who you are once again and how they can check you out, because
I am Gambino Red. I am Gambino Red. That's Gambino Red is the name. We pushing Gambino. Gambino is where it's at right now, Cleveland music. I respect all my Cleveland artists, but Gambino is where it's at right now. You can contact me on Instagram at IM_GambinoRed. Facebook, Guala Gambino. Twitter, Gambino Red. I'm here to do everything. I'm here to do music, activism, and news. MAN. You know what I'm saying? I'm behind it 1,000%. You know what I'm saying? I'm on all of it. I'ma speak the real.
We respect that 100% salute. I'm pretty sure you're going to I'm gonna make sure that the rest of this program, man, you will definitely enjoy it, brother.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, like I said, look. At the same time, on the music side, I can say, yeah, we made it. At the same time, but at the same time, I can tell you what I'm gonna die for.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We them both getting spins right now. Shout out to Emax on the Hood Tunes Radio. Shout out to Black Hood Radio.
Indeed.
Shout out all Cleveland artists, all Cleveland producers, videographers, anything that anybody doing in Cleveland that's positive, that's going to change us out of our situation, I respect it. I salute it 1,000%.
I feel you. Hey, man, you continue to listen, brother. I think we have a couple other things that you'll definitely like, man.
Yeah, you know I'm going to stay on, man. I always stay on.
You sure do, man. Much respect to you on that.
Man, respect to Al Porter, man, and man.
And hey, we respect you, brother, for real. I thank you. That's my main man, brother, right now. Gambino Red came in with some heat for everybody and broke down a lot of things. This show is going to end up one of the most listened to, because it has to be. That knowledge just came in for this week. I want to definitely call out, since my man asked, and give him a few more other contacts so he'll be able to push his music out there even more so. You could go to either Facebook or Blog Talk, either or, to reach people like D Gambit Radio, Who Has the Power Radio, Bored and Restless Miss Contagious. Definitely, they support major movements, and that's what it is right now, is making sure those major movements get out. As a matter of fact, while I'm talking about certain things right now, one of the other reasons why we out there, Quick Hit, is that, man, in the streets along with other groups, we had to block off the streets in front of the Injustice Center on Lakeside, because Judge John O'Donnell, his decision concerning Brelo's trial could take days or weeks, and especially since he has other cases on his docket. Now, although I'm certain Ariel Castro would have loved to have had such a long period of time before he was found guilty of the DeJesus, Berry, and Knight that decade. And I also want to put it out there and just say, while we're thinking and talking about it, man, last week, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Don Bryant, Food Not Bombs, Black Lives Matter, Man in the Streets, joined LaTanya Goldsby, Tamir Rice's cousin, because Cuyahoga County Sheriff Clifford Pinckney was supposed to give an update on its investigation into the 12-year-old's death. And after 1 month's investigation, the sheriff said, "A majority of our work is complete. A few more witnesses need to be interviewed. More forensic evidence need to be gathered." Then he walked out. Now, obviously, LaTanya Goldsby and those in attendance weren't happy. As she stated, "Cleveland has no compassion. And right now, unfortunately, I have to agree." I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to take some time and play this song from my man, King Swisher, OPN, Oppressed People's Nation. It's Never Ignorant Getting Goals accomplished. Put it all together.
Most of our people are comfortable. They can't see past the clouds.
Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope.
My brother got shot by some chain bangers. To build a corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
And high school with that bang, nigga. 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 Nigga.
I'm talking to you.
Nigga. Nigga.
Right.
Nigga. Nigga.
Let's go.
33 rotations and too much change, nigga. They bustin' shots on public square, nigga. 22 murders in a quarter year, nigga.
Hey.
We wasn't like this ass young niggas.
Nope.
We came up with the handshake.
What's up, bro?
Me Wood and Knight walking down Hathaway.
Yeah.
Thurman is went down for that little blaze. My boss showed me how to play the bank. Niggas still don't like me. Ask me if I give a fuck.
Nah.
April 3rd, they told me some shit. What the
what
fuck? 2.5 million office on this globe, huh?
For real?
I'm the one that's been a motivated soldier.
Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope. My brother got shot by some chain bangers. To build a corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
And high school with that bang, nigga. 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 Nigga.
I'm talking to you.
Nigga. 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 Nigga.
Look.
I ain't gon' stop, what the fuck for, nigga?
Hell nah.
I done tried it too, and it didn't work, nigga. I did me from day one, fuck what you do, nigga. Just 7 less describe how I do, nigga.
Nah.
I ain't nothing new, nigga.
What a new day.
Who gonna give a fuck what the Joneses say? I'ma leave it for my people wise enough to shut up and listen. I'm here for that reason, but society do they best dismiss it. Fuck them off, the English Dominion won't admit it.
No.
I got some shit to say. Most of you niggas fake with it.
Keep
some more copycat, kick them built ass niggas. Fuck mine and sisters, swear they bought it to Mickey D, bitches.
Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope. My brother got shot by some chain bangers.
To
build a corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
And high school with that bang, nigga. 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 Nigga.
I'm talking to you.
Nigga. 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 Nigga.
Hold up.
I walk to any spot, red car, spending your money, nigga.
Yeah.
It's a job to live. Glad I'm smart, nigga.
So.
Fuck the pie structure, gotta learn a mind, nigga.
Soldier,
oh, this chest, checker's ass, nigga.
Ha.
So king with it, how could this shit fit me wrong?
Uh-huh.
My past is cool, but the future's what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
My existence is real. Fuck what you feel, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Never in there getting those accomplishments, words of Pac, nigga.
Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope.
My brother got shot by some chain bangers. To build a corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
And high school with that bang, nigga.
Nigga. Nigga. Nigga. Nigga.
I'm talking to you.
Nigga. 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 Nigga.
Wow, my man, King Swisher, Never Ignorant, getting goals accomplished. Put them all together, figure out what you get. Anyway, I want to give infamous, did you have a nerve, shout-outs to my man, Brother Don Tales, who will call me up while I'm doing a live broadcast. Man, I can't wait to talk to you after 10 and let you know you got one of those infamous shout-outs when you could have just dialed up the 646-478-0944 call numbers and got in, but with a little bit of time left, a couple of minutes left, have something I want to play, something also I want to get into. Good news. Alfredo Williams, that's Melissa Williams' brother from 137 Shots Atrocity, was acquitted for allegedly threatening to kill Officer Briolo if found not guilty. Only one who heard the threat was a deputy officer. Nobody else around heard it. I'm glad that that went along well for Brother Alfredo on that end. I also want to take the time, since I can, and let people know things coming up. Before I get to that, I want to let people know, looking at June the 13th, earlier that day, Voice It Radio, Flowmasters, voiceitradio.com's Flowmaster show with Suave Gotti, Eric Wilson, Milligram, they're presenting a double film whammy. They have NWA behind the scenes. They're going to show it on a big screen free of charge. They're also going to show a classic movie called The Warriors. You know, Warriors, come out and play. They're going to show those two things as well as the music video, Music to Riot by Video Premiere. And got a chance to do that since I'm thankful to be on the Cleveland State University Black Studies Advisory Committee. And that's all going down June the 13th, Saturday, 1 p.m. at 1899 Main Classroom Building. That's the Main Classroom, Large Room 136, and that's on East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or the Euclid side, and that's what's going on. And also, before I leave out, weird one of the evening, former Dayton, Ohio Sheriff Detective Michael Sullenberger was fired for sending what the sheriff called racially charged cell phone text. This should be open and shut. But hold on. Former Detective Sullenberger filed a lawsuit Friday in Dayton County Court against Montgomery County Sheriff Phil Plummer and others for unauthorized use of property and illegal search and seizure. He sued his estranged wife, Jennifer, her friend, Danielle Estridge, for using his cell phone information and turning it over to the NAACP, who gave it to Sheriff's Office. Now, Sullenberger's suit targets Sheriff's Office employees David Perrin, Brian Cavender, and Tony Hudson, and $25,000 in damages. I'm not the smartest person, but Sullenberger could have saved himself by doing one thing. Number one, don't be a racist. And number two, if the courts allow him to keep his job, that means they don't mind an admitted racist working with the public. So we do need to watch that, because that's basically what happened. There's no way to get around it. As a matter of fact, before I go to, you know, this last track, YouTube videos that are out there, My Movie 6. Go there and type in My Movie, numeral 6. Joseph Motley, it features myself, my man Blackout Sound. It's a video called Music to Riot By. Features a freestyle at the end. It was done at Good for the Hood. But it's a full-length video called Music to Riot By, talking about City Hall, Mayor Jackson, Blaine Griffith, the Cleveland Police, what needs to be done. You might see a Molotov cocktail in there. And then you also have other videos such as, well, that's the main video, so that's the main one we'll go through. Facebook loves to try to stop that video, and I love to put that video back up there just for the hell of it. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. I want to say thank you for at least being there. Next week, we got to bother Dan Gilbert. Is he really the foreclosure king? But for right now, I thank you all again. We have some couple of interesting things. We've got to talk about the black church and how the racket that can bring in. Right now, though, yeah, what are we willing to die for? I got to go back to my man, Gambino Red. Have a safe one, everybody. Peace.
I'ma die about it. I'ma die about it. I'ma die about it.
Gambino!
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 Yeah!
Yeah.
I'ma die about it.
Nigga, stand for
it.
Stand for, nigga.
I'ma die about it.
Ten toes, stay firm.
Die
on everything you stand for, nigga. Or be in the streets like
gang.
Bitch ass niggas.
Gang, gang.
Bang.
This ice on my wrist, I'ma die about it. This ice in my fist, I'ma die about it. This chain on my neck, I'ma die about it. This click that I'm with, I'ma die about it. I'ma die about it, I'ma die about it. I'm a man of respect, I'ma die about it. I'ma die about it, I'ma die about it. Stand 10 toes down, I'ma die about it. This ice in my wrist, I'ma die about it. This ice in my fist, I'ma die about it. This chain on my neck, I'ma die about it. This click that I'm with, I'ma die about it. I'ma die about it, I'ma die about it. I'm a man of respect, I'ma die about it. I'ma die about it, I'ma die about it. Stand 10 toes down, I'ma die about it. I'm a man of respect, I'ma die about it. Got beef in the streets, I don't hide about it. Blow your stomach out your back, I'ma fight for it. When I die, hope mama don't cry for
don't
it.
Cry.
But I was in these streets, I was laying down law, plus a nigga had peace. Sold it by the old trap. Tryna stay up if a nigga was stuck. Black mask, black glass, stayed on the slope. Money is a motivation, I'm a motivated nigga. Got a mind on a melee, so I gotta go and get it. Posted in a trap house, like digits off the middle. Sold it by the wholesale, no need for the digi. Ice Cube, my gifts, cause I'm all about the bitch.
Need them honey.
Be Prada and my belt say Fendi. Got a 40 by my side, so the kid ain't friendly. Keep it friendly like Fendi, so you know these niggas envy. This ice on my wrist, I'ma die about it.
Yeah.
This ice in my fist, I'ma die about it. This chain on my neck, I'ma die about it. This click that I'm with, I'ma die about it. I'ma die about it, I'ma die about it. I'm a man of respect, I'ma die about it. I'ma die about it, I'ma die about it. Stand 10 toes down, I'ma die about it. This ice in my wrist, I'ma die about it. This ice in my fist, I'ma die about it. This chain on my neck, I'ma die about it. This click that I'm with, I'ma die about it. I'ma die about it, I'ma die about it. I'm a man of respect, I'ma die about it. I'ma die about it, I'ma die about it. Stand 10 toes down, I'ma die about it.
Got cash, but a nigga need more like that. So I'm standing on my grind, got money on my mind. Got the whole on my line, goddamn, see fine. But when the bitch call, voicemail ain't lying. When it comes to the trap shit, I'm all pro. Blowing purple bags, no hard pole. Champagne bottles with the sparkles. Dressed in polo, wearing Marco. Real gold get it, got a fetish for the cash in my pearl glitches. So you know a nigga gotta go and get it. Got a hat, I mean, a nigga know that I got a hit of B5 in the river by an old nigga fishing. I'm a money making nigga on a money making mission. Feel like AI, I'ma slam my position. Not Detroit, but I'm water like a pigeon. Going too hard, so you know you can't bitch.
My nigga FaZe on the engineering, man.